Hey, it's our pleasure to visit on the radio today with Haley Diebert. She is a senior at St. Paul Lutheran High School, and she has signed a letter of intent to run track next year at Mineral Area College. And Haley, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So, track and field, tell us about your thoughts about running track and field. Are you excited about this?
I'm very excited. I'm ready to run again. Basketball was a little different, but I'm ready to get back on the track and start with the other team. Last year we had about five that were pretty solid, but I think this year we'll have about 10 maybe, and I'm pretty excited about that. I don't think a 4x8 team to put together, because last year I went to state for that. And then I'll run probably the long distance.
Well, you're used to that from running cross country, aren't you?
Yeah.
So cross country in the fall, we were talking about this right before we started. Cross country in the fall, basketball in the winter, and now track and field in the spring. You keep busy with sports.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
I really do like running. I think cross country is probably my favorite. It's pretty laid back, and you just do your own thing, really.
But you have to have a certain strategy when you run cross country. It's not go out there and run as fast as you can, as long as you can, is it?
No, yeah. I had to catch on to how to prepare my body, prepare my mind for the long distance. But I picked up on it pretty well.
So are you excited about going to MAC then?
I am. Pretty excited.
What's going to be the training regimen for you? Has the coach talked to you about how it's going to be different than it was in high school?
He talked to me a little bit about the intensity being higher, definitely. I'm supposed to get a little training paper for the summer that I'm going to have to go through and be prepared for the regular season. So,
who will be your coach at MAC?
Coach Stephen Davis.
You know, he's got quite a history with cross country and track at Potosi High School,
yes.
Bringing home state champions,
yeah.
So he knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty excited. He's a very nice guy, and we actually kind of got along pretty well to begin with. Kind of intense at first, but I think it'll be great.
So he's your college coach. I hear your high school coach this year is pretty intense, too.
Yeah, it's my mom.
So who are you more afraid of making mad at practice, Coach Davis or your mom?
Honestly, probably Coach Davis. I know, because my mom's my mom, and she has a soft side.
Tell us about your parents, who they are.
My mom is Dana Diebert, and my dad is Mike Diebert. My mom has been the track coach for now 2 years, maybe 3 years. Was it three? 3 years. My bad. And she's actually helped me pretty well through cross country and track both.
Are they excited about this opportunity for you?
Yeah, pretty excited, because my sister didn't go to college, and I'll be the first one to go to college in our family.
So that's just as exciting as being able to run track is the fact that you're going to continue your education.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to just go to MAC for 2 years and probably just do general education and then hopefully transfer to a bigger institution, not really sure which one yet, and pursue a career in athletic training.
So that was my next question. What do you want to be when you get done with all this? Do you want to stay local too?
Kind of local, kind of out there a little bit. I don't want to go too far.
Like a St. Louis or a Cape Girardeau,
yeah,
or something
probably.
Like that?
Yeah.
So give us, again, an idea of some of the events that you'll be running this spring at St. Paul.
Okay. So I think I'm going to do the 1 mile, probably the 2 mile, and maybe the 800. So the 800 would just be the 2 laps around a track, and then the 1 mile is the 4 laps around the track, and then 2 miles, the 8 laps around the track.
So St. Paul's still a relatively new school. Does it ever cross your mind that with all these successes that you're having, that you're kind of breaking new ground at St. Paul and setting the bar up kind of high?
Kind of. I'm kind of excited. I've set a couple records in track and cross country and basketball. So.
And you've been to the state cross-country meet, right?
Yes, I did go to that.
You didn't do as well as you would have liked, though, right?
Yeah.
Are you hoping maybe to go to state in track and field this year?
Yes, hopefully.
When will you start your practices? They start this coming week, right?
Yes. It should be a dead week for the rest of this week, and then we'll start up around the 25th or something like that.
What wears you out more when you're done with practice for the day? Was it the cross country? Was it the basketball, track and field? Which one are you more likely to say, man, I'm glad that's over with?
Probably basketball, because I did do basketball and I also ran to keep in shape for track and cross country, both. So I was pretty worn out after the day.
So, well, with track and field and cross country, you're running, but in basketball, it's a lot of stopping and starting, right?
Right, and a lot of jumping and all kinds of other stuff.
All right, here's something most parents are more interested in. How are your grades at St. Paul?
They're pretty great. mostly A's. I have one B, but.
So you're ready to go, aren't
you?
Yeah,
I'm ready to go.
Are you excited about graduation coming up?
I'm a little nervous, but excited, yeah.
And then how long of a break will you get between the high school track season and getting ready for Mineral Area College?
Well, probably not a whole lot of a break because I have to keep the summer workout going. And then starting in August, we'll start our season.
Are you going to try and get a job and work as well? Or are you just going to concentrate on studies and athletics?
Hopefully getting a job. Starting in the summer and then probably throughout college too.
Now, I know you used to work at Pasta House.
I did.
So is eating a lot of that great Pasta House food, is that conducive to your training?
No.
But you know what?
Lots sometimes, of carbs.
Yeah, sometimes you have to make exceptions, don't you? Yeah. Is there anything else about your time at St. Paul that stands out? Do you have a great favorite memory?
I really just enjoy the athletic part of it, being a family and getting to know each other really well. And I'm going to probably miss a lot of them. And not all of them, but a lot of them.
And you have some great teachers, I know, that meant a
yes,
lot to you.
Yeah.
Don't want to name any of them because you don't want to leave anybody out,
right? Right. I don't want to leave anybody out.
Well, congratulations, Haley. Haley Diebert, our guest. She is a senior at St. Paul Lutheran High School. She has signed on to run track at Mineral Area College next year. Hey, when you leave, Mac, do you hope to progress to the point where you might be able to run at a four-year school?
Maybe if I can get to that level, but not sure just yet.
If not, I'm sure your parents are appreciative of the fact that Mac's paying your bill, though, for the next 2 years, right?
Yes.
Well, listen, congratulations to you. You've done a great job in your 4 years at St. Paul, and we'll look forward to following you through your successes at Mac.
Thank you.
All right. That's Haley Diebert of Farmington, a senior at St. Paul Lutheran High School, signing a letter of intent to run track at Mineral Area College.